And he's had to take that cow every night to the barn and feed her and make her let that calf sell.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she doesn't want to accept that one?
She didn't want it. Hers was a white face, and she don't like that white one.
Oh, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was being black and white. Her being so dark, it looked funny.
Mm-hmm. You know,
will she get used to it?
I don't know. Don't look like she's well. I think he's going to have to finally sell her in a calf bull. But to show you the difference in time now, when we were dairying, we were dairying for a good while in our old barn. Down yonder, that old 30 by 40 barn down there. We had one side of it. We had done our dairying. I built this barn out here. And we had got a pretty good bunch of cows and had quite a lot of calves. And I'd flag every nigger and everybody else near that would come along out that road out there and try to give them to them. And I couldn't even give them away.
You could.
Once in a while, and a lot of people would just take them out and knock them in the head and kill them. And I let some niggers at Northfield, some boys, come out and kill that pretty big one time. They come out and kill that thing and carry it back to town with them. They said they put it all in a pot. And when it got done, they hollered for everybody to come on and eat some, you know. And they just ganged around that pot and eat that cake.
And now they've got a beef shortage.
But, You couldn't give nobody one.
Is that right? Why was that?
They just wouldn't have them. They wouldn't want them.
Because they have to feed them, or?
How much you think a boy give for that?
All right.
Show you the difference now and back then. I couldn't give them away, and he paid $50 for that.
Well, it was a week old.
No wonder that the price of living is going up.
Sir, and they've got, do they have a beef shortage in Mississippi?
Well, I think they claim that it's going to be a shortage.
They, in some stores in Atlanta, they're already telling you can only buy this much beef. They're rationing it. And some of the stores back, I'd say about 3 or 4 weeks ago, went completely out of beef. And they're, some of the cheapest cuts now are $2.50 a pound. It's unreal. Mm-hmm. Really something.
Mm. Mm.
Okay, let's see. When you're plowing with two horses, mm-hmm. what do you call the horse on the left?
Well, let's see. I had each one of them named.
Or the ox.
Okay, or the ox.
The off ox.
Did you call it, ever call it, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
I had a pair of mules. One of them was named Dink, and the other was Kate. And when I wanted either one of them to change their position, I just tell them to G or Haw, Kate or Dink or whichever one it was, and let go that way.
Okay, what I'm thinking of, though, that you'd refer to them in a certain way. Did you ever hear them called the Nigh Horse? Or the lead horse, or the off horse.
Yeah, I heard people talking about having a lead horse, one that would lead the rest of them.
Okay, would it be the one on the left, or?
Well, I don't know that it would be on the left, but in a way, it would lead the especially if it's turned out that.